faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another world who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way. But before we join Superman, here is an important message.
Fellas and girls, every day the city, state, and national offices of civilian defense organizations are swamped with letters from young people like yourselves. And most of these letters ask, what can I do, what part can I take in the national war effort? The writers of these letters are all too young to join the United States Armed Forces, too young to join any of the numerous home defense groups. And yet they ask, isn't there something we can do? Some of you listening now are no doubt among those who have written these letters. And I'll bet many of you who have not written have thought the same thing. Well, the answer is a very simple one, and here it is. You can do your part in civilian defense. You can help to win this war by buying war-saving stamps regularly. How does that help, you ask? How can my dime, or 20, or 40, or 50 cents help to win this war? That's easy, too. For instance, your dime, just 10 cents, will buy 5.45 caliber bullets that can be used by our soldiers, sailors, or marines to knock 5 Japs or 5 Nazis out of commission. And believe me, it's going to take a lot of those bullets to knock them all out and win the war. Another thing, 50 cents, which represents 5 10-cent or 2 25-cent war-saving stamps, will buy enough fuel oil to bring one of our destroyers a full mile closer to the Jap fleet in the Solomon Islands. And you know what happens when our Navy gets close enough to turn on the heat. And here's one more thing for you to think over. If every fellow and girl in the United States bought at least 5 10-cent war-saving stamps every day, the amount of money they'd lend to the government would buy enough fighter planes and bombers to blast Hitler's Luftwaffe right out of the air. So remember that each and every dime is important, that buying war-saving stamps is a very important way to help win the war. So why not pledge today to buy war-saving stamps regularly? And keep in mind this slogan. Every time you've got a dime, buy a war-saving stamp.
And now, the adventures of Superman. A great adventure is in store for all our friends. The most exciting adventure of their career. For they are on an expedition led by the eccentric old explorer, Dr. Leander Cameron, to find the lost continent of Atlantis, believed to be located at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. As our last episode came to a close, our friends were in grave danger. Traveling in Dr. Cameron's multi-depth submarine and bathysphere, they had started to submerge when suddenly... Ah, but wait. Listen.
There's the signal for us to submerge. Listen, you'll hear the diesel motor stop and the electric motor start.
We're starting to submerge. Look here through this porthole. We're going down. Golly, just look.
By heaven, I've submerged in a submarine I don't know how often, but I always get a kick out of it.
This is exciting. Not nervous, are you, Clark?
Oh, just a little. I try not to be, Lois, but somehow I can't help being just a little afraid.
It's your nature, I guess. There's nothing you'll ever be able to do about it.
I'm afraid not.
Look, the water's starting to rise above the porthole. Everything looks green. It's getting darker all the time. We're under. We've submerged.
Watch carefully, my boy, and you'll begin to see the fishes of the ocean.
Fish swimming around in their natural surroundings. Gosh.
Yes, it's certainly nothing like...
Wait, what's that?
Sounds like something's gone wrong.
Don't get excited now, Clark, whatever it is.
Come on, something's happened. The electric motors have stopped. Through here, quickly.
Wow. The paraphernalia, everything.
Well, that's Leander Cameron for you. He may look like a crackpot and act like one, but by golly, he lives up to that motto of his, be prepared.
The minute you said we'd go, he told us he'd arranged for everything.
Yes.
We'd have everything aboard in less than 24 hours. All he needed was the money to pay for it.
I only hope it's worth the money. Even if we don't find the lost continent of Atlantis...
What do you mean, even? You don't really expect to find it, do you?
Well, I say even if we don't find it. People will read the stories in the Daily Planet just for laughs. And I don't care why they buy the paper, just so they buy it.
Gosh, I wish we hadn't let that taxi go.
Why?
Well, we could have sat in that till a doctor got here.
If you really want to learn to be a reporter, Jim, you'll have to learn to take it.
Yeah, I suppose
so. Now, understand, young man, we don't want any trouble from you. The only reason your school principal permitted you to come along was because of the expedition's great educational value. Any monkey shines out of you, though, wait a minute. What's that?
Something is coming.
Judging from the racket, it's Dr. Cameron. I've never heard a man make so much noise in my life.
Wait, that's not Leander. It's something approaching on a motorcycle.
It doesn't look human. Looks like some strange creature out of a nightmare. Clark, what is it?
Well, it must be Dr. Cameron.
It just can't be. I tell you, the thing riding on that motorcycle isn't human.
Oh, it's human, all right, only it's wearing a diving outfit. Suit, helmet, the works.
What?
Do you mean to say that's Dr. Leander Cameron arriving on a motorcycle in a diving suit?
Well, now, how did you expect him to arrive? In a taxi in civilian clothes? Oh, that'd be much too normal and ordinary for Dr. Cameron.
Holy mackerel, look. He's weaving all over the beach on that thing.
We better get to a safe place before we run down.
You're right. He's coming straight for us.
No, wait. He's veering off. Whoa, boy, that was close.
Close? Hey. Nothing. Look at me. I'm covered with wet sand from head to foot.
Me too.
He's swinging around, heading this way. Here he comes again. Look out.
Daddy, stop that thing.
Stop it. Why, he can't even steer it. Doctor, it's a minute.
Look out. He's going to fall.
Great Scott, he's been killed. I know he's been killed.
Oh, dear.
Here, we got to get that helmet off him.
I'll help.
Easy, Jim, easy.
Okay,
wait a minute.
Help me. Oh, the poor man.
Yeah, hold on to yourself, Lois.
All right, now, Jim, lift the helmet off.
Okay.
Sit.
Good morning.
Good morning. You made it, I see.
Oh, yes, always do. Never say die. Be prepared. That's my motto. Somebody help me collect my gear and scientific paraphernalia.
Leander, now, for the love of Pete, will you tell me why you're wearing a diving suit and helmet?
Oh, for convenience sake, convenience sake.
Convenience?
Yes, you see, just as I was leaving my house to come here, I remembered I had not packed my diving outfit. One can't go on a diving expedition without a diving suit, can one? We shall need it before we're through.
Yes, but if you'd only tell me
why... I was forced to bring it along, and since I was carrying my usual accoutrement, there was only one way to carry the suit. Ipecac, quinine, etc. Who knows but that some loved one may fall sick.
Yes, but why the pots and pans and cooking utensils?
Those I carry to keep myself fit for the trail. My work, as you must know, has led me into many strange parts of the world, places where stamina, the strength to carry on under great loads, is vital. Be prepared. That's my motto. There's nothing you could ask for that I do not carry on the person.
How about an ice cream soda, Doctor?
Jimmy.
Why not? I believe I have a small bottle of carbonated water somewhere, and I'm certainly capable of whipping together some ice cream with the chemicals I carry. What flavor?
Are you kidding? Gosh, I didn't think it could be done.
It can and shall be done. And while I'm concocting a delicious effervescent drink for the young man, perhaps, Perry, we can get down to the business at hand.
Huh? What? Oh, yes. Why not?
Mr. Kent and Miss Lane are to go along on the expedition?
They are.
Excellent. No doubt they've already informed you it is this silly venture.
Well, yes, they have.
Well, now, really, Dr. Cameron, the idea of a lost continent existing at the bottom of the Atlantic, a world filled with mammoth fish, sea serpents, and what have you, well, it is just fantastic.
To the untutored, unscientific mind such as your own, yes, but not to mine. Shall we make it a vanilla soda, Jimmy? I find I have some vanilla beans in the pack.
Yeah, sure.
What did I do with that folding cup? Oh, yes, here it is. There. Ever see a smaller package in your life?
Oh, Doctor, you amaze me. You're simply astounding.
I often think so myself, Miss Lane. Well, if we're ready to go aboard, you're exiting away, says I. Tenderly.
Boy, I'll sure be glad to get out of this cold. Let's go.
Well, come on, everyone. Let's go down to that dinghy and row out to the top. Before you get started.
Right you are, Perry. We must lose no time in reaching the lost continent of Atlantis.
We've been in this multi-depth submarine of yours for 8 hours, and we haven't submerged yet. We keep running on the surface. Dolly, I was all excited about going beneath the surface in a submarine.
Rather distressing if you went below the surface without a submarine. Oh, a joke.
Yes.
Are you kidding?
Jimmy just meant that he's been looking forward to diving in a real submarine, Doctor, and so far the thrill hasn't materialized.
Well, why don't we submerge, Leander? It seems to me we're using a good deal of oil for the diesel.
We have sufficient for our running schedule. I do not need to say, Perry, that I shouldn't needlessly use oil in these perilous times. Oil is ammunition. However, we must save our batteries and electric motors for underwater use as much as we can.
I see what you mean, Doctor. You're referring to the time when we'll be doing a good deal of diving to reach the lost continent of Atlantis.
Exactly. Now, it seems to me that...
Yes, Nicodemus?
Excuse me, folks. Doc.
I've already said yes, Nicodemus. However, I will repeat it. Yes, Nicodemus?
You needn't be sarcastic about it.
I wasn't being sarcastic. I merely
said... Sometimes the way you talk, you think I wasn't wanted around here.
Nicodemus, you're too sensitive. All I said
I know what you said. Well, let it pass. I hear to report the batteries are fully charged. I think we ought to submerge for maybe 4 or 5 hours.
Everything in working order?
Would I be submerging if it wasn't?
All right, don't fly off the handle. Go ahead and submerge.
Thank you. That's very kind of you.
God, does he go around with a chip on his shoulder all the time?
Oh, wonderful man, Nicodemus. Wonderful. Best man possible on a submarine. Just one little trouble with him. He's sensitive.
Are we going to submerge?
Yes, my boy. Last, you're going to have your great thrill. Here you can watch through this porthole over here as we go below the surface.
Golly.
There's the signal now to stop the diesels and turn on the electric motors.
Golly. Look, everybody. The water's coming up over the window. We're submerging. We're submerging.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Well, I've done it before, but it never fails to thrill me.
Now, we won't go far below the surface since there's no need for it. We merely want to change from diesel power to electric, that's all.
Well, even so, just going below the surface is thrilling enough.
We're under. Look, everything's green. A sort of light green that's getting darker.
Yes, the deeper we go, the darker it'll get, of course.
Well, how long can we stay under, Leander?
We'll carry the ordinary submarine running at from 1 to 1.5 knots can remain below the surface for 30 hours. We can remain below in the Cameron multi-depth submarine in Bathysphere for 37 hours.
Seems to me the government could be interested in a submarine like this.
Oh, they are, Miss Lane. They've already made certain tests. What's that?
I don't know. I can't imagine it.
Well, it would appear there's trouble afoot. Or should I say underwater?
Never mind how you say it. Come on.
Golly. What could have happened?
I don't know, Jim. I don't know.
Nicodemus! What has happened?
I don't know, Doc. Something's gone wrong with the main ballast tanks. I can't close them.
You can't close
them? Wait, heavens, man. Doesn't that mean...
It means we're going down. We're going down fast. I mean, the thing I can do about it.
If there's something wrong with the motor, surely you can fix them.
No, it's not the motor, Smith. Something's jammed inside the main ballast tank, which means we can't control the intake or the outlet of water.
Golly.
But you've got to do something, man.
There's nothing I can do. Nothing nobody can do.
Oh, golly. If only Superman were here now.
What could he do?
Well, he could take us back to the surface. He could... Holy mackerel. No, he couldn't. He'd be inside here with us. And to lift the submarine to the surface, he'd have to be on the outside. And how could he get out without letting the water in here?
Exactly what I've been thinking myself.
Helpless, Superman and his guys of Clark Kent think there are plenty of thrills in store for us. So be sure to tune in tomorrow and every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station. Tune in and follow The Adventures of Superman.
Fellas and girls, don't ever get the idea there's nothing you can do to help win this war. Of course, we can't all be members of Uncle Sam's armed forces because some of us are too young or too old. But that doesn't mean we can't get into this fight, no, sir. Because there is one big important thing we can do. We've got to see that our fighters are supplied with all the bullets and guns and tanks and ships and planes they need to wipe Hitlerism and fascism off the face of the earth. How? Simply by buying all the war-saving stamps and bonds we possibly can. Because every time we buy a war-saving stamp or bond, we lend our government money with which to finance our fight. So remember, talk with Mother and Dad tonight about giving you an extra dime every day or every other day for war-saving stamps. Talk about it with all your friends. Get them to make a pledge with you to buy war-saving stamps regularly.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Follow the adventures of Superman every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station. Superman is directed by George Lotha and is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.